Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God loves you. His love is unstoppable. His love is towards you in a way that He will help you to get from where you are to where you need to be. All those who regard Him and seek Him, He will put people in your path so that you can hear the gospel and believe the word of God, and your life will be completely changed. Sometimes when people look at change, they look at the challenge side of it. But our God is alive. He's right there to help you meet every challenge that you can face in this life. And I'm speaking from experience. There were many times I didn't know what to do, and the Lord always gave an answer. And the answer is in the word of God. I love to encourage people to have a healthy study habit of the Word of God. When you take time and you apply the Word of God, you study it, you receive it in your heart, you're giving the Holy Spirit something to work with you, something to train you with. That's where your faith comes from. And that faith will help you meet every challenge. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And I thank the Lord for that. Today we have a special guest, my pastor, Jim McCann III, at a Victory Christian Fellowship, 2440 Minor Parkway. And the number is 791-WORD. Don't forget it, 791-WORD. And the church is located in Adamsville, 2440 Minor Parkway, Adamsville, Alabama. And the next voice you hear is that of Pastor Jim, and he's a blessing for doing this interview today, and he's going to share what the Lord put on his heart.
Well, thank you for having me, Thurston. It's always a pleasure to be on the broadcast. I just love sitting here sharing the word with you, man. We just kind of pull for one another, you know, and I'll get to preaching, and you'll get to preaching, and then God gets to speaking, and we just have a great time. But it's really, really an honor to be here, to be able to share the word with you and the folks out there listening. And because I know the Bible says, you know, it's impossible to please God without faith, you right. know. But then again, well, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. You know, in the Greek, that's present tense, continuum ad infinitum. Present yep. tense, continuum ad infinitum. That means faith comes by hearing and hearing, and then you hear it some more, yep. and you hear it some more, and you continue to hear it throughout all eternity.
Yep.
And that's what pleases God. And, yes. You know, because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen. And it's good to be here, and I'm just excited about what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. Many people have needs, and God wants to meet every one of your concerns, every one of your
Absolutely.
Needs. Absolutely. And the healing, if you need healing. I can testify I've been healed many times at the church.
Amen. God is a good God. We have a lot of good things happening here at the church, you know, when it comes to healing. That's something that God has just seemed to have ordained this church to do, you know, yep. not only to teach faith, but we've had so many miracles here at the church. Mm-hmm. People healed from minor ailments to cancer. To,
yep.
I mean, even with prayer cloths, we've had cancers, tumors that shrink to dimes, just,
right.
you know, and go away and dry up, gone, man. I mean, it's just wonderful to see the healing power of God. And so that goes back to what I talked about. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. If you don't preach on healing, that it is God's will to heal you, then you're not going to see miracles.
No.
If you don't preach on the baptism in the Holy Ghost, then you're not going to see anybody filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
If you don't
That's
preach
right.
on miracles, signs, and wonders, you're not going to see it. Why? Because there will be no faith,
for
it. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If all you preach on is salvation, thank God when people, the lost, come, you'll get people saved. But
yeah.
if you've got a whole church full of saved people, you know, they need to hear something else.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's right.
You know, I got my ticket bought. I'm on my way to heaven, glory to God.
Amen.
And everybody in my church is saved, you know,
yeah.
and our church is saved, and they're on their way to heaven.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the sweet by and by, but we live in the not so sweet now.
Now.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we've got to know how to win now. We got to know how to overcome the world, the
yeah.
flesh, and the devil now.
Yeah.
And it comes by a good, healthy diet of the Word of God.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. That's where we get the stamina. The enemy is always up to something, but there's nothing he can do that God can't help us conquer him. He'll give us the wisdom. We already have the authority.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, that's what we've been given by the Lord Jesus Christ. When he, at the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you know, when he conquered death, hell, and the grave, he said, all power has been delegated to me, both in heaven and earth.
Yeah.
But then he immediately delegated an authority to the church.
Yeah.
He said, now you go into all the world and you preach the gospel, you cast out devils, yeah, you lay hands on the sick. He said, the works that I do, you shall do, and even greater works than these that you do, because yeah, I go unto my Father. Well, you know, if we don't do the works of Jesus, then the works of Jesus is not going to get done.
No.
If we don't preach the gospel, then the gospel's not going to get preached. If we don't lay hands on the sick, then nobody's going to get healed. As a matter of fact, in Acts, they prayed, Lord, grant unto your servants that we may speak thy word with all boldness, by stretching forth thine hands,
yeah,
to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Well, you know, and then it, later on in the next chapter, actually, that prayer is answered, and it says that many signs and wonders were done through the apostles' hands. Well, yeah, well, by healing and casting out devils. Well, how? He said, Lord, grant unto your servants that we may stretch forth your hands to heal.
Yeah.
Well, how did that happen? Well, the Bible says that we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
And therefore, the hands of Jesus is right, is attached to every Christian's hands.
That's right.
Right above, I mean, wrist, right, yeah, below their wrist.
Uh-huh.
And the hands are not going to get laid on folks unless we lay hands on them. Or yep, Jesus' hands are not going to get laid on folks unless we lay our hands on people, because our hands are the hands of Jesus, because we are the body of Christ.
We are the body.
Amen.
And we yield to him, and he works through us.
Absolutely.
And as we operate by faith, he can do his will on the earth.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the greatest barrier, you know, when it comes to healing, I've found, is not knowing the will of God to heal you. You know, many people know it's God's, that God is able to heal.
Yep.
You know, oh, God is able. How many times have we heard that? God is able. God is able. You know, but you know, it's not knowing that God is able. You could walk up to the center on the street and ask, well, is God able to heal? You know, and it's, well, yeah, I guess he is. He's God. You could ask an agnostic or an atheist, you know, is God able to heal? Well, they'd say, well, I guess if there was a God, he would be able, because he'd be God.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not knowing that God is able,
yeah,
but it's knowing that God is willing to heal you and to heal you now.
Right.
You know, that is the greatest barrier. And see, with many people, though, the will of God is associated with sick rooms. It's associated with poverty. It's associated with something that is negative.
Yeah.
You understand? But God is a good God.
He
you
is.
Understand? They think that God sent this on me to teach me a lesson.
Yeah.
Well, you know, God, the script. See, for something to be scriptural, there has to be scripture.
Amen.
You understand? And you can never find in the Bible anywhere where God told them, Jesus said, well, it is not my will to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
But every single time he said, yes, it is my will. You know, the leper came and said, Lord, if it be thy will, you know, you can heal me.
Yeah.
He didn't say, well, it's not my will. He said, it is my will.
It
and
is.
He healed him. Well, if it was God's will to heal then, if he never changes and he's not a respecter of persons,
right,
then it's God's will to heal me today.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. And, you know, And they blame God, you know, for sickness and disease. Well, where does sickness come from?
Satan.
That's right. Jesus said, I come to give you life,
uh-huh,
and to give it to you more abundantly. Acts 10:38. You know, I don't understand how people can really be this ignorant. Well, I guess I do, because a lot of times people let somebody else do their thinking for them instead of going and examining,
yeah,
the scriptures themselves. You know, and people have been religiously brainwashed instead, yeah, of New Testament taught.
True.
You know, it's very, very true. You know, and, you know, what does the Bible say? Where does sickness come from? Well, Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, mm-hmm, with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Well, the Bible calls sickness satanic oppression right there.
It is.
You know, well, the Bible also tells us, you know, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So let's just establish that. All right, let's,
yeah,
think about this. Luke 13:10-17, it talks about a woman bowled over for 18 years with,
yeah,
it says, whom Satan hath bound.
Yeah.
Lo, these 18 years ought to be loose from her infirmity.
That's right.
You know, and notice it said in that scripture, it calls her a daughter of Abraham. Well,
yeah,
why did Why did God point that out? Why does the Lord point that out? Her being a daughter of Abraham. Well, it's because she had a covenant with God.
Covenant.
That said, I will take sickness and disease away from the midst of thee, and the number of the days I will fulfill.
Yeah.
Well, you see, then it calls her, it says that what bound her was satanic bondage.
Yeah.
Whom Satan hath bound, lo, yeah, these 18 years. You know, she ought to be loose from her infirmity. So we have two witnesses showing us right there.
Mm-hmm.
Let everything be established by two or three witnesses.
Yeah.
It calls sickness satanic bondage,
yeah,
satanic, and it calls bondage. It satanic oppression.
Yeah.
Another place in the scriptures, I believe it's in Deuteronomy, it talks about an evil disease of Belial,
yeah,
cleaveth to his flesh.
Yeah.
Well, we all know who Belial is.
Satan.
And he called it evil, an evil disease of Belial, or the devil.
Yeah.
Or sickness, or a sickness, an evil sickness of the devil.
Yeah.
You know, again, over in when Job, we know in the beginning it was Satan that brought this on Job, you know. Mm-hmm. And we saw that in the end of Job, it says that God delivered, turned the captivity of Job.
Yeah.
Well, that tells me that, because we do know it was Satan, that it was satanic captivity,
yeah,
that he was in.
Mm-hmm.
And see, so many people think, have been taught, that it's God putting this on them, when it's not. And therefore, they won't, why fight against God? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why, you know, fight against God? This, you know, because this must be the will of God for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. And therefore, you know, they're confused. They don't know how to overcome it. Therefore, they never overcome. You know, they never develop their faith.
Yeah.
Because it's received by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And but faith begins, say, where the will of God
where
is known.
Where the will of God is known.
And if you don't know it is God's will to heal you,
yeah,
then how can you apply your faith?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, even James talked about this. James said that, if there any sick among you,
yeah,
indicating there shouldn't be,
yeah,
if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church,
yeah,
anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick or heal the sick, and if they've committed sins, they shall be forgiven them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice it says the prayer of faith.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. Could you pray the prayer of faith for me if you didn't know that it was God's will to heal me?
No.
No, you could not. The prayer of faith cannot be prayed without knowing it's God's will to heal.
No.
I mean, there's people that are going to get healed, and there's all at once a green dot appear on their head and a red dot appear on the one that is not God's will to heal. That's foolishness, see?
Is.
That's ignorance gone to seed.
Yeah.
You see, it has always and always will be,
mm-hmm,
God's will to heal all, and received the same way by grace through faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every time.
Every single time.
And that kind of faith erases that the kind of doubt that would say otherwise. That kind of doubt is a spirit, is a weapon in Satan's hand.
Oh, absolutely.
Lack of knowledge and doubt, it keeps you in the bond of bondage.
Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed
for
a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, over in, let me see, I think it's in this 1 Peter, let me turn there real quick, but in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, it talks about the rich and precious promises of God.
Yes.
You know, it talks about here in 1 Peter, it says this, it says, it's 2 Peter. It's 2 Peter. 2 Peter, that's where it is. It says in 2 Peter, it talks about the rich and precious promises of God. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, mm-hmm, with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Notice this. Grace and peace,
mm-hmm,
be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Notice his grace and peace.
Yeah.
Well, what is grace? Well, you know, we've always been told all of our life, well, grace is God's unmerited favor. That don't really say a whole lot. You know, I mean, don't tell me a lot. And that is the truth. It is God's unmerited favor. But basically what grace is God's ability,
uh-huh,
to do anything for you, heal you, set you free, deliver you when you don't even deserve it.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his peace, this word peace there is shalom, and
yep,
it means everything you possibly need in this life.
Yep.
It means, is actually, is that's the Hebrew for it, but this is the Greek, but it means the same as the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek, I don't remember what the Greek is here, but it means the same as shalom, which is everything. It means healing, preservation of life, wellness, everything,
yeah,
you possibly need. But it says here, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, or the knowledge of Him that's called us to glory and virtue.
Yeah.
It says again, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Notice this, the knowledge of God. Well, you know, that tells us that we need to find out what those promises are.
Right.
You see. And also of Jesus our Lord. Well, you need to know your redemptive rights.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. How many people know that they've been redeemed from the curse?
Few.
And they don't even know what that curse implies. I mean, of spiritual, physical, you know, prosperity. Yeah. I mean, it's the, you know, salvation is the all-inclusive word of the gospel. It implies everything. The word salvation means. Then it says, grace and peace be multiplied into you. Everything you possibly need in this life be multiplied into you through the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. That goes back to what you said a while ago. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Notice this. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Notice it says that all things.
All things.
Not some things, but all things that pertain to life and godliness come through the knowledge of God. Well, what pertains to life? Does healing pertain to life?
Healing. Blessings.
Blessings. Paying your bills, man.
Yeah,
I mean, taters on the table. You know what I'm saying? That's right. You know, I mean, it says
all things
that pertain to life and godliness. Well, what pertains to godliness? Being born again, being filled with the Holy Ghost, gifts of the Spirit. I mean, anything, peace. I mean, just the supernatural peace of God.
And you that's know? An advantage all by itself.
Absolutely.
The Lord will show you the tricks of the enemy and even what the plans he's plotting against you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that comes through the knowledge of God. Amen. It says, notice this, I love this part, verse 4 it says, again, the verse 3, according as the divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that's called us to glory and virtue. Then it says in verse 4, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, or by these promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This tells me that no matter what I face in this life, that no matter what I'm going through in this life, I can take the promise of God, by His stripes I'm healed.
Yeah.
My God supplies all of my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I've been young and I've been old.
Yeah.
Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread.
That's right.
I delight myself in the Lord. He gives me the desires of my heart. Yeah. I can take the promises of God, and no matter what I face in this life, I can apply the principle of faith, and I can overcome.
That's right.
And I can win. I can receive what God has for me in this life. I can know the snares of the devil, and I can overcome, and I can get my healing.
Yeah.
I can get my prosperity.
Yeah.
Because why? Because I serve a good God.
A good God.
Amen. Amen.
He left heaven to come here, be one of us, and then save us. And he washed us in His blood and rose to our justification.
Absolutely.
And then He's praying for, you know, he's our high priest.
Absolutely.
God don't put up with evil, but we got a mediator.
Absolutely. Job said, he said, I sought for a day's man, a mediator. He said that we could put His hand on God and put His hand on man and bring us together. He was looking for a God man.
Yeah.
Well, you see, a lot of things has changed since Job.
Mm-hmm.
The God man came, glory to God. His name was Jesus Christ.
Yep.
You know, and all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. You know, if you're out there and you've never made Jesus the Christ, your Lord and your Savior, you can right now. All you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
Believe that He rose on the third day and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins.
Yep.
I ask You to forgive me. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. And that is the first step to the rest
first
of
step.
Your life. Glory to God.
And
it changed my life. Yes, right. You can live forever. When you step out of your body, man, what you'll be stepping over into the glories of heaven. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You know, that is so true about when Job said, you know, I sought for a day's man, you know, and our God man. And he said, one that could put his hand on God and put his hand on man. One that knew what it was like to be God.
Yeah.
You know, but also one who knew what it was like to be man. To be tempted in all manners just like we are, without sin.
Yeah.
And bring them two together. And that's exactly what happened.
And that's what happened.
That's what happened.
And the enemy tried to stop it for years.
Oh, absolutely.
We were talking about the shell game on the other broadcast, how the enemy was trying to figure out who the seed of woman was. Now, we know it's Jesus, but he didn't know who it was throughout the centuries. But Jesus came and conquered Satan.
Absolutely.
And his foot crushed his head.
That's right.
And his heel bruised his foot.
That's right.
His head bruised his foot. So it's a, he's still trying to hide the goodness of God from everybody.
Oh, absolutely. You know.
So when you win in life, when you believe God, and when you believe the Lord, take him at his word, and receive your healing, every time you win, you're showing everybody you know, you're giving them insight into the victory that God has given us.
Amen. You know, I'm ministering on Wednesday nights on reasons why, infallible proofs from the Bible,
yeah.
Reasons why it is God's will to heal all now. And I'm teaching it throughout the summer. Uh-huh. And actually, I taught this at Life Christian University when I was teaching at the college on the campus here, mm-hmm. at Extension. And when you go through this, you begin to really see how we as believers over the past have really been, like I said before, religiously brainwashed.
Yeah.
Instead of New Testament taught.
Yeah.
You know, just think, you go all the way back to Genesis. The very first thing I point out is that we're sure that it's God's will to heal all today is because, of God's original creation. Mm-hmm. You know, think about this. When God created man, he created it in his own image.
Yeah.
Genesis says in Genesis, I believe it's 1:26-31, it says that God created man in his own image and after his own likeness. Mm-hmm. Does God have any sickness?
No.
Does he have any disease?
No.
No. And so you could say it this way, that God created man in his own image.
Yes.
So he, would it, and there's no sickness in God, so would it be the will of God to put, was it the will of God for man, Adam, to have sickness and disease?
No.
Absolutely not, because he created him.
Yeah.
In other words, he created man the way he wanted him created.
Yes.
Without sickness, without disease, without poverty. You understand?
Right. Okay.
So, when did, because somebody says, oh yeah, but that was before the fall. That's right. Well, the fall was not God's fault.
No.
It was Adam's and Satan's fault. You know, they Adam bowed his knee to the devil. You understand? But
right.
God's will was for Adam to be without sickness, without disease, without poverty. Now let me pull some things together here. All right. Another reason we are sure it is God's will to heal all today is because of God's will revealed in heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any sickness in heaven?
No.
Is there any disease in heaven?
No.
Is there any poverty in heaven?
No.
Absolutely not. Okay. We have prayed a prayer all of our life. I was taught it. One of the first prayers I was ever taught. You know, even on the football field, we'd pray it, was the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Notice, thy will be done on earth just like it is in heaven.
Amen.
Well, we're to pray God. Well, is there any sickness in heaven?
No.
Absolutely not. Now, notice now, remember what I just told you. I said it was God's will for, in the beginning, Genesis, for no sickness, no disease. All right? He said, over in heaven, there's no sickness, no disease in heaven. All right? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
It says that Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? It says, I am the Lord,
right.
I change not. Okay, since God never changes,
never does,
and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That's right.
Okay, does God have one will for heaven? In one will for earth?
Nope.
Absolutely not. His will never changes. And if he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever, then his will would be just like it was in the beginning,
just like
it was in heaven. He's the same yesterday and today and in heaven forever. His will never changes. Was it God's will for sickness and disease and poverty to be there? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Therefore, I am sure, positively sure, from the Word of God, that it is God's will for me to be well today because of Genesis. Where it says that the way he created in the beginning, because of the original creation, and also because of God's will revealed in heaven. Plus, we've already talked about, we're sure it's God's will to heal all today because sickness is of the devil.
Yeah.
Acts 10:38, so how could it be God's will? God put this on me to teach me a lesson.
And they never learned a lesson.
Okay, if God, again, here we go again. For something to be scriptural, there has to be scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say in the Bible that sickness is a school book?
It is not.
It's not. The Bible tells us, here's how we learn. We learn by the fivefold ministry.
Yeah.
You know, for the perfecting of the saints, Ephesians, I believe it is chapter 4, I believe it is, or 3. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Right.
We're taught by the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all truth.
Yeah.
Never, ever, not one time in the scriptures does it ever say that sickness is to teach you. And it's nowhere in the scriptures. That came from religious teachings.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, yeah, but Pastor, you know, I learned so much by laying in the bed. I had awful ample opportunity to study. Well, you didn't have to get sick to do that. Wasn't sick to do. God didn't make you sick so you could study. You just need to organize your time better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And study. You don't have to be sick to do it. But it is God's will to heal us today.
Yeah. And when you take time to study, you know these things. You get a chance to see things from a God's eye view.
Absolutely.
Instead of what has become normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, even the very names of God in the Old Testament reveal his will. That's another reason how we do it, you know.
Yeah.
We're sure it's God's will to heal all today because of, God's names, the seven covenant names of God. You know, in the scriptures we know that he's called Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He's called Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. He's called Jehovah Rei, our shepherd. He's called Jehovah Nisi, our banner, our victor. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Sikkim, our righteousness. But he's also called Jehovah Rapha.
Yeah.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
The Lord that healeth.
So let me ask you a question. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Has that ever changed? Is he still our peace?
Still our peace.
Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. You know, he's called the Prince of what? Peace.
Prince of peace.
So he's still Jehovah Shalom, isn't he?
He is.
Okay, he's still Jehovah Rei, our shepherd. Is that true?
That's true.
Jesus is called the Great Shepherd.
Yeah.
So he's still Jehovah Rei, right?
That's right, he is.
You know, he's called Jehovah Nisi, our victor.
Yeah.
All right, is Jesus still our victor?
He is.
The Bible says, thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Is he still Jehovah Jireh, our provider?
He is.
My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Is he still Jehovah Sidkenu, our righteousness?
He is.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17-21 there that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, let me ask you something. Has he ever did he leave all? He's still those things, right?
He is.
He's never left those names. He's still the same there, right?
He is.
Well, if he's still those names, who are you to tell me, or anybody to tell me, that he's left the covenant name Jehovah Rapha? I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Yeah.
You know, he's just as much Jehovah Rapha as he is Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rei, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Sidkenu. He's still the same.
Still the same.
Yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. I mean, you know, I get excited about that, man. I mean, I've been healed. I've been set free.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen God heal so many people, man. It's just a good thing to know that God is a good God.
Yeah, and every Sunday I see people come up, and I say, oh, they're going to get healed. And one day, I guess it was about 2.5 years ago, my daughter, pastor had the anointing was on to pray for the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up. I was glad she did, because she had been battling Crohn's. And I've been praying, you know, her I've been praying about the Crohn's. I cursed. I said that Crohn's got to go. I took authority over. But she came up, and pastor was under the anointing, and you laid hands on her, and she went and sat down. About 3 or 4 months went by, and I noticed I hadn't had it by any Pentasa. That's the medicine that she would take.
Praise
God. She didn't come over for a few months, and I talked to her one day. I said, I noticed I hadn't been. I said, how's your stomach been doing? She said, fine. I said, well, I hadn't been had to buy any medicine. She said, you've been taking it? She said, no.
Glory to God.
I said, well, when the last time you had a problem with Crohn's? She said, spring. I said, baby, you done got healed.
Glory to God.
And last November, she went and had another colonoscopy, and they could find no trace of Crohn's.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I thank God for that. The healing virtue of the Lord.
Absolutely. You know, I remember, Heather, you know, She's in the ministry with her husband now. They're pastoring over in Gardendale, but yeah. They've been with us. Of course, she grew up here at the church, and yeah. Dusty kind of grew up here at the church as well. And mm-hmm. and he got saved, filled the Holy Ghost, and, yeah. and he got healed of dyslexia.
Yeah,
and he became an engineer.
Uh-huh.
Doing a great job. Works for a major company here in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Went to the ministry, but I remember right before they left, you know, she sings, you know, yeah. and she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
And they diagnosed her with these polyps on her throat.
Yeah.
You know, and she said, remember that? Uh-huh. And they told her that, you know, she wouldn't be able to sing or even talk for 6 months before yeah. they would heal up. And so she came up, and she was supposed to be checked that Monday or Tuesday, I believe yeah. it was. And I prayed for her Sunday.
Yeah.
And commanded, and I cursed the polyps, commanded yeah. them to dissolve and go away. Uh-huh. And she went in, and her doctor is Jewish.
Yeah.
And he had already diagnosed her and had the pictures of the polyps and everything, you know. And laid hands on her, and... of course, we cursed it, like I said, and she went back, and they were completely gone. And you talking about making a Jewish guy, you know, yeah. say, what happened? And I said, you know, she said, well, you know, they prayed in the name of Jesus, and I was healed, you know. And he said, well, all I know is they were there, and they're gone now.
They're gone now.
Yeah. So, you know, God wants, he say, if you preach healing, you'll see it,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And
the way people learn these things is when we walk in, what God has given us. When
absolutely.
We receive the healing, when we go forward. And this may be your first time getting healed. It may be a challenge. I understand that. But do it God's way. Give him a chance. Take him at his